Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. Now, on to today's episode.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast.
Party people, family, what is going on? If you're hearing my voice now, you are listening to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones, coming at you with another fresh episode. And we are coming to you live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We just wrapped up having the opportunity to speak at Southern University. What's going on, SWAC? Because we're called down by Brother Zacchaeus Johnson, and we sat down and spoke with the Freshman Academy and their mentors at their mentoring summit, the Millennial Mentoring Summit. We had fun yesterday. We laughed yesterday. We got emotional yesterday, and we were inspired yesterday having the opportunity to talk with those young leaders and address just a few tips that they can utilize when mentoring those incoming freshmen in order for them to be successful. So we're very grateful for that opportunity. But today I want to share with you a timely topic. Yep, today I want to take a little moment and I want to just share with you just three tips that we all can implement into our lives to just add value to our friends. Three tips to see how our friends are really doing. And I want to kick off this episode as we always do. Last week, I actually forgot to do the Apple review of the week. So therefore, I need to do two Apple reviews of the week. And we're going to go ahead and start off with this review. And in the subject header, it says, "Pick me up. Every time I need a little pick me up during the day, I turn on this podcast. His words, faith, and positive attitude speaks volumes to me when I feel down or my spirit is low. Thank you." From Natoya Ebony from Recovering Party Girls Podcast. Thank you, Sister Natoya Ebony. We appreciate you taking the time to lock in. If you haven't connected with her or if you haven't checked out the Recovering Girls Podcast, I would encourage you to do so. They share real life stories and they also help individuals to learn how to recover going through various different things. They've talked about recovering over being alcoholic, recovering over all these other things, not even recovering being alcoholic. But the topics are great, and just the personality that they bring to the podcast scene, I love it. I just love it. There's nothing else more I can say about it. I love it. Next, I want to share one more, and this reads in the subject header, "A very moving podcast. In a world filled with people constantly knocking down your dreams, it's refreshing to hear someone pushing truth and confidence to the forefront." This comes from Dr. Barry Pierre from the Lunch with Dr. Barry podcast. If you haven't taken a moment to learn from Dr. Barry, then you're cheating yourself in life. He takes the time and interviews different doctors. He takes the time to share insight that we all can learn from, because he's a doctor in his field and he's mastered this particular area of his career. So I would challenge you just to check out Dr. Barry with the Lunch and Learn podcast, with the Lunch with Dr. Barry podcast, excuse me. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes so you can check out both of those great podcasts. And now, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into today's episode. And as I was speaking with the students yesterday, I began just to reflect and think about one of the first messages that I ever shared the first time I spoke. And this message was just based on, in today's society, how we just live so fast. In today's society, we take the time and we ask people, "What's up? How you doing?" But we really don't mean what we say. So today, I just want to challenge you to check on those friends, good, bad, and different. I want to challenge you today to connect with one individual at your job that might be sitting across your cube that you normally don't talk to any other day. Today, I want to challenge you to reach out to a family member that you may have seen struggling. Reach out to a family member that you know would love to hear from you. Reach out to a family member that might not be receiving many calls, many texts, etc. It's a tough world to live in if you have to go through all by yourself. It's a tough place to be if you know that when life hits you, you cannot reach out to, call, or talk to anyone because you have nobody to talk to. So today I want to aid us through this message, and I want you just to understand that we need to help somebody today. This story takes me back to the time when I used to work at your local grocery store, right? And there would be times where I would just stroll through the aisles. I would go to the canned goods aisle, picking up some stuff as we prepared to close down the store. Then I would slide through the juice aisle. Then I would see the juice on the floor. Then I would try to slide around. I was like, oh, I don't want to clean that up. That's not my job. Clean up aisle nine. That's not for me, boss. Somebody else needs to get that mess because I'm not gonna do it today. I'm ready to go home, and this is not my job. But as I began to realize that if I walked around this juice, then who else would pick up that spill? Then I began to think, well, I don't want to clean it necessarily. That's too much work, right? But then the first point I want to share with you today is we have to stop. We have to stop being so busy in ourselves or busy in our own lives that we miss out the pain that people are really struggling and dealing with right now. What does this look like? Asking somebody, how are you doing? But really getting a true and valid understanding of how they're actually doing. We have to check in with people. Call, text, send messages. But then after we stop, we have to begin to look. We have to look at them. Face-to-face meetings are the best. Putting in an actual call goes a lot longer or a lot further than a text, because people know that you actually care for them because you took the time out of your day to give them a call. And then lastly, we have to begin to listen. We have to hear people's pain, sometimes without them even stating it. We have to come to the realization that people won't always tell you their pain. However, when we take that time and we go through that process, we stop, we look, and then we listen. Then you come to the realization, like I began to come to. I realized that now it's no longer about juice spills in the aisle. It's no longer about messes being made at the grocery store. However, it's people's lives that are at stake, because mental illness is something that's so real. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to the mental health awareness series that we did. Because we need to check on our strong friends, as I've said before. We need to stop for a second and stop being so busy, immersed in our own lives, and take the time to check in with other people that we care about, other people that we know have been dealing with some other issues, some other struggles, some other distractions, other people who we know just got broke up with in a relationship and now they're suffering and now they're hurting. Knowing other people who just got laid off or just got fired or out taking the time to seek new employment, taking the time to find another job, taking the time to change their career, maybe taking the time to go back to school. But people are facing real life challenges. It's not juice spills. It's lives at stake. So we have to stop and we have to look around us, because we know people in our circle who are crying out for help. We know people in our circle who are crying just for somebody to hit them up, just to hang out with them for a moment, just to take some time. However, we're too busy sometimes. We say, no, John, I don't have time today. I don't feel like talking to them today. But we're looking right at their pain. And then lastly, we just have to take a moment to listen. As I told the students yesterday, and I began to think about this in my own life, there comes a point in time where it's not always for us to solve the problem. There comes a point in time where we need to shut our mouths and we need to begin to listen, to hear the pain in somebody's voice. If you're not fully present in the conversation with an individual, then you will never be able to truly hear and see what they are facing. Yeah, sit there and listen sometimes. It's not always the time to talk. As my pastor Mahari always says, ministry is about listening. So we have to learn to listen. And then If they ask the question, that's when we share our insight. That's when we offer suggestions. However, if people don't ask for our suggestions, it's not the time for us to push our suggestions on to people. So that's just something to think about, friends. So as we began to just realize that we have to stop, look, and listen, now I want us also just to be challenged this week to find somebody to encourage. Just one person. Who is one person that you can encourage this week? Just one person, right? Now we're going to go ahead and slide on to our What Are You Listening To segment this week. In the first episode that I want to just shout out, some of you might be familiar with this gentleman, some of you might not. This show is entitled The Ed Milet Show. And just this past week, I listened to an episode where he was talking with the gentleman who was able to take credit for killing Osama bin Laden. What? Yes, he interviewed a gentleman by the name of Robert O'Neill. The title of the episode is The Man Who Killed Bin Laden. I was listening to that episode and I was headed to Louisiana, and man, oh man, it was actually pretty crazy. First of all, to hear the amount of humility that was coming from this gentleman, as well as just hearing the teamwork strategies, the tactics, and what they used and incorporated ultimately to bring bin Laden down. After I heard that, I was like, bruh, this is pretty wild. Yeah, this definitely is pretty wild. So I would encourage you to check that out. I'm going to have that link down for you in the show notes. Also, I want to just give a shout out to the podcast entitled Practicing While Black. And this comes from our friend, Miss Delana. And I had the opportunity to meet her down at Podcast Movement in Philly. And after just connecting with her, she had really good energy, really positive individual. And she just really shares and unpacks some real tangible insight on this episode, number 22, and it's entitled Growing Your Professional Network Through LinkedIn. She gives you some tangible tips, some tools that you can apply to ultimately engage with more people on LinkedIn, to build relationships and cultivate them through utilizing LinkedIn. So I would challenge you to take the time and connect with her, because that show is entitled Practicing While Black, and the other show is The Ed Milet Show. So we want to encourage you to check out those shows. And also, we want to definitely always encourage you, as we do, to listen, rate, and leave a review on those podcasts, because these individuals are pumping out great content. So what better way to encourage them? What better way to support them by leaving a review and leaving your thoughts, feedbacks, comments, etc.? And now it's time for the quote of the week. Yes, that's right. It's time for the quote of the week. And I'm just going to pull this one from the presentation that I shared yesterday. The quote of the week is plain and it's simple. Distractions will lead to your destruction. That's right. I said distractions will lead to your destruction. We all know that there are many things that distract us in our own lives. Sometimes we allow them to distract us because they're pleasurable distractions. Or sometimes we allow them to distract us because we just keep letting that person back into our lives. Sometimes these distractions are just us, like my coach always says, tricking off time. And it's just us not being intentional with how we use our time, not being intentional with where we place our time, and doing things like that. So I would encourage you this week to just identify where you're putting your time down. What are you doing with your time? Really? Because if you don't know where your time is going and you don't know exactly how you're utilizing this time, chances are you tricking it off, friends. You tricking it off. So I would encourage you today, be intentional with your time. Find ways to chart it. Find ways to time block. Hop on your calendar. Give yourself a set amount of hours, set amount of time to do certain tasks. Then check them off your to-do list. This way, you will know what you have accomplished in this time, in these deadlines that you set for yourself, as well as it almost seems like your time is maximized because now you're planning and being more efficient with your time. All right, friends. Cool. Now, we did it out of order, but now we're going to go ahead and get into the winner circle of the week. And now we have a winner circle inductee, if we will. And this individual, she's not new to the Speak Your Success podcast. However, we just want to shine a little light on her. Just for seeing the way that she grinds, just for seeing the way that she encourages, just for seeing the way that she supports other people with her platform. This young lady, I was about to say this gentleman, then I was about to say this gentlewoman. Oh my goodness. Okay, here we go. Okay, she's the owner of the Wonder Luster Agency. You can find them on Instagram. And the Wonder Luster Agency, they help turn travel dreams into reality, allowing you to travel more, to save big, and to live fully. Wonder Luster Agency. Go ahead and type that in on Instagram. Wonder with a U. So Wonder Luster Agency on Instagram. But this young lady goes by the name of Alexia. I would encourage you to follow her on Instagram. Her Instagram handle is Travel with Lex. And then there's an underscore at the end, because you can live vicariously through her. If you haven't had the opportunity to travel, I would encourage you to follow her because she's just so inspirational. If you've ever had the time to talk with her and connect, she has a true passion about her. She has a real light about her, just the way that she encourages people, the way that she supports people. And I would say she's a great listener. She listens really well. I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with her. What was it, last year sometime at an event that Nomni invited me to and invited her as well. And we began to sit down, and it was almost as if she began to moderate a conversation. She would ask a question, and then she would sit back and listen to everybody's thought on the particular topic. So I would encourage you to connect with her, to follow her. And she's also one third of the 10 and 2 podcast, who I love to shout out because they always have great topics and they always make it really tangible and really, really palatable for millennials to take time to tune in and to listen and to ultimately add value to their lives. So I would encourage you to take your left hand, take your right hand, unless you're driving, and put those hands together for Miss Alexia, a.k.a. Travel with Lex. Don't forget the underscore. Because she's just dope. And her Instagram header says, travel is my lifestyle and my business. It just makes sense. It just makes sense. So friends, we would encourage you to follow her. But also, if you love the Speak Your Success podcast, if you appreciate what we do, I would encourage you to take the time and subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe. And if this was of encouragement to you, I would encourage you as well just to leave a review. Leave a review so we know what you enjoy about the show. We know what you like, and we would love to hear your thoughts and feedback so we can continue to make this show better. We can continue to perfect the show and then add more value to YOU. And last but not least, friends, we're going to go ahead and close it out. But also, if you have not had a chance, I would encourage you to check out your Android store, also to check out your Apple store. And we now have a Speak Your Success app. And this has all your favorite episodes. It's really tangible and right there at your fingertips. This app we just put on sale last week. And if you would like to support the Speak Your Success podcast monetarily, you can go on there and just purchase the app. We just released it. Thank you for taking the time for all those who have already purchased the app. They said we love it. They said we like the ability to just scroll down and listen to all the episodes right there with cool graphics and different things like that are on the app. So, friends, thank you for your continued support. It means a lot. We do not take it for granted here at the Speak Your Success podcast. We're going to close it out like we always do. Friends, this is TEDx speaker, bestselling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?